The report was prepared by two commanding officers. It said that officers at the rally were not properly trained for crowd control. The report faults individual officers. Some have already been reprimanded. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says the report is not the end for the LAPD.
I want to make this clear. Today's report is a promising first step, but it's just that, a first step.
The mayor also says the LAPD and the police commission will implement several policy recommendations in the next few months. But Anike Tours of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles says the report doesn't address deeper issues.
But the reality is that there were officers that because, you know, they lost contact with their, you know, commanding officers, and then they made independent decisions. And why was it that their decision was to go ahead and open fire on a group of peaceful demonstrators? It's really not getting at what is sort of the fundamental ideology and culture in the LAPD, and that's what we're, that's our biggest concern.
Carlos Alvarez of the Act Now to Stop War and End Racism Coalition says the report isn't accurate either. Alvarez says the report does not mention anything about officers shooting rubber bullets. And when Annenberg Radio News searched the report, we did not find any mention of the rubber bullets either.
So there's a huge gap in this report. And the clear reason there is because it's essentially a police report done by the police. So it's the police policing the police.
Demonstrators who were at the May Day rally are taking action. Last month, a claim was filed on behalf of 164 people who say they were injured by officers. Since then, 10 lawsuits and 94 other claims have been filed. Christina Ha, Annenberg Radio News.